This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
From around the world to Washington to your own backyard, if a story impacts you or your wallet, we're on it. Start your day with the Fox News Rundown. Listen and follow now at foxnewsrundown.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. From New York, it's the Fox Across America Memorial Day Special with Jimmy Failla.
Here we go. Broadcasting as we always do from the tippy top of the world famous Fox News headquarters in New York City. It is a special Memorial Day extravaganza here at Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla. And you're going to be riding through the streets of New York City with me and some of the best patriots I know, be it comedians, Fox News talent, personal friends of mine, old school drinking buddies. The one thing they all have in common is they have been in the back of my New York City taxi talking about the issues of the day. Some of this has been shown on my TV show, but all of it will be enjoyed by you. Big day as we shout out the troops. We thank them for their sacrifice. We thank them for the valor. We thank them for putting themselves secondary to the greatest cause there is, which is freedom. And we honor them with a trip-by-trip breakdown of what it's like to drive a taxi in New York City with some famous people in the back who don't tip very well. If I do say so myself, you'll hear from the Emily Campagnos of the world, the Martha McCallums, Brian Brenberg, Bill Hemmer, Dana Perino. Kennedy was there once the bars closed. It's going to be a wild day on the show. So buckle up because we are starting the ride. The bell of the cable news ball, Martha McCallum in the back of the taxi. Let's go.
I'm one of these weird people who likes it to be cold in the winter, and I was ecstatic on Christmas Eve morning because we had a white Christmas.
Yeah, yeah. Imagine.
I mean, it was like, I'm like a kid when it snows. I absolutely love it. And so I actually like it better when it's cold in New York in the winter than I do if it's 55 degrees, which I hate.
1,000%. I think everyone who lives here prefers the cold because you can't smell the city.
Exactly.
That's another hook nobody ever tells you about.
Exactly.
Is New York.
Yeah, you can't. It kind of dampens like the, you know, smelly sock.
Uh-huh.
Pot smell, like, that is basically rampant all over the city.
Couldn't they be doing like weather forecasts based on what you would encounter nasally?
Exactly. Like, well, how high is the pot content smell in Times Square at this moment?
Cloudy with a chance of purple haze.
Exactly.
If you're walking through, stay away from Washington Square Park today. It's going to be a mess.
You don't want to go there. It's very, very smelly and bad.
I love this so much.
Do you feel when you're driving, like, does it help you stay grounded with your new, like, big fame and success? Like, it's good for you to get behind the wheel. I feel pretty confident, too. I think you're actually fairly good at driving in New York.
Well, thank you for that vote of confidence. And I want you to know, Both of my vehicular homicide convictions were bogus. Okay, those were tainted juries. They never should have been brought. But the truth is, yes, I do feel, because this really is like my natural habitat.
Yeah.
So keeping this as a part of the show does make me feel like myself. And I also think it really does kind of ingratiate me to the audience, because when people meet me, they have a completely different reaction to me than they do a regular Fox person. Like a good example, the Patriot Awards, the great Sean Hannity's hosting the show. They see Sean, they're like, oh my God, Sean Hannity, you know, signed my face. They see me, they're like, Jimmy Fallon, you got change of a 20.
Hey Jimmy, what's going like, on?
Yeah, what's going on? Hey Jimmy, where can I park around here? What I found as a cab driver is I had all of the same ambition as a cab driver I do now. So I wasn't like holding them hostage and doing stand-up on them, but I was very interactive. And what I came to find is people wanted to talk to you, whether they knew it or not.
Right.
You know, it's kind of its own cathartic experience to just dump things on a cabbie that you're never gonna see again. And people dump everything on you.
I can imagine.
And I've also had that other yang, which is sometimes you do wind up in a part of someone's special occasion. I had a Canadian couple get engaged in the back of my cab.
Aww.
But it was so wonderful because the girl was a big Sex and the City fan, and he wanted me to take them to the Sex and the City house. And he got out to take the selfie, popped the question. She, of course, said yes, hugged him and cried. And in a perfect New York moment, some guy yelled out of a van, I give it a month. It's like, yeah, New York, we still got it.
Go, New York, go, New York, go. I love how New York looks through these windows. It looks really like kind of golden-y and
everything,
really
yes.
nice.
There's a golden tint. Everything is very cinematic.
It is.
It's weird because when people give you the finger in this cab, it looks friendly.
Or it looks like you've just stumbled into like a Martin Scorsese movie from 1979 or something. Yeah.
There's a very cinematic thing going on is what you're saying.
Very cool.
And I like that you invoked it being a movie set so you don't have to pay me for the ride.
Well done, Martha.
Exactly.
I kid. Well done.
And if I'm going to have to pay cash, I don't see any little machine where I can swipe my credit card.
Yep. Listen.
Nothing.
I just want to say before we pull up, I don't normally grab passengers who are being thrown out of a bar, but I'm glad I made an exception.
Well, thank you, because it was ugly in there, and I just want to thank you for getting me out of there just in time.
I just want to say that bouncer was way out of line, miss. He had no reason treating you like that.
Yeah, the bouncers, they say that the girls are always the worst. I know this from personal experience. I know a bouncer really well, and he said, you know what? It's really not the guys, it's the girls who are really the worst and they're the hardest to get rid of.
Yeah, because they'll argue to get back in. They'll sit there and plead their case for an
hour
and a half.
Exactly, they're like, you're not throwing me out.
You're getting yelled at by someone.
Are you about to throw me out?
Yeah, you crushed it. No, you can get out safely though. You were such a good passenger, I'm even gonna slow down the cab.
That's so fun.
So here's Charles McBee and Ryan Reese, two guys I started out with in comedy and will probably end up with in rehab.
I think the biggest challenge for a lot of people is we've spent so much time mocking the left, but they're not in power anymore. So I was explaining to everybody that you actually do have to learn the art of training your fire at the people in power, which in this case are going to be Republicans again. Mm-hmm. And I'm of particular mind when it comes to this as a guy who has his own TV show on Fox. Because you're always one Trump joke away from being on the wrong end of a tweet that goes viral.
Right.
Like failed comedian Jimmy Fallon. Totally overrated Fox News host Jimmy Fallon makes a joke.
And that's just gut feel.
You've heard the myth of like, oh, you know, do you profile not pick people up?
Yeah.
Okay, you know that's not true. If you're driving a cab 12 hours a day, you want to die. Okay, if I didn't pick you up, you didn't look dangerous enough. Bottom line.
Right.
So.
But then, you know, the other side, the flip side to that, as when we're out, you know, in the middle of the street, flagging cab down, and he takes one look and goes, eh, sorry, and keeps going.
All right, let me give you my hang-up.
Give me the other side of that.
Okay, now that you're done with your little Selma reenactment. Okay. Here is the issue. Yeah. Okay, this is a real issue. Uh-huh. I don't know if you're guilty of this, but I'm talking to the black community.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay.
This is important.
All right.
I'm saying this is a white cab driver.
Yes.
Okay. A lot of black passengers have a very unique way of hailing a cab. They don't do the hand, you know what I mean? The hand, like white people do the knot signal, uh-huh. Okay? Especially the ones at Columbia.
Yeah.
I mean, they really, they're not even hailing a cab. It's now confusing. You're like, oh, so you're just gesturing the gesture. No, but a lot of black passengers do spirit fingers. Have you ever seen that? Do you do spirit fingers?
No, I don't do spirit fingers. I'm the opposite because I'm expecting the cab not to stop. So I'm doing jumping jacks.
I need a ride.
Yeah, please.
You know that thing where there's an advertiser and they have like that cardboard pencil they're spinning to point you towards the car wash?
Yeah.
That's like, you try to get a ride?
Like, does he work for Subway? What's going on?
Who is this guy? Where is the grand opening? A lot of black passengers give spirit fingers.
Really?
And I'm like, yeah, we going to LaGuardia? We shooting free throws? And a time gap? I don't know. I don't know.
I didn't know that.
Talk to your people, McB.
I will. We have a meeting every Thursday.
You do meet women in a cab because there is this, there's never gonna see you again quotient, you know, and there are a lot of women that, you know, get off on that sort of thing. Mm. But, you know, if a chick is sleeping with you because you're a cab driver, the thing to keep in mind is there's 2 million other cab drivers. So you might, you know.
Oh no, a shift changes your competition.
You are listening to the Fox Across America Memorial Day Special with me, Jimmy Failla. And don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
More of the Fox Across America Memorial Day Special coming up.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids? At MD Hearing, we call it outrageous. Because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic need everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Sandra Porps, head of audiology at MD Hearing. If you or a loved one have trouble hearing but don't want to waste thousands for a hearing aid, MD Hearing was created for you by doctors and audiologists. A high-quality, FDA-registered hearing aid for a fraction of the price. No costly doctor visits, no expensive and time-consuming fittings, no bulky, old-fashioned hearing aids that cost thousands. The MD Hearing Neo is just $297 per pair. It's rechargeable and fits discreetly in your ear. Even better, it lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 90% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing risk-free for 45 days by calling 800-918-3920. Plus, you'll get free shipping. Call now, 800-918-3920. That's 800-918-3920.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, listen to the all-new Brett Baer Podcast featuring Common Ground, talking to lawmakers weekly from opposite sides of the political spectrum about the issues of the day and how Americans can find common ground in a politicized world.
That's just not happening on Capitol Hill. It takes leadership, right?
Yeah, it absolutely does.
Along with all your Brett Baer favorites like The Campaign, The Candidates, The All-Star Panel, and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Download the Kudlow Show podcast every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com. Kudlow covers the latest headlines and business trends with an emphasis on the financial impact facing households and businesses across the country. Listen to interviews with key business newsmakers. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday. Fox Business reporters, anchors, and hosts will bring you beneath the stock market speculation and boardroom drama to tell you about the biggest business stories of today. Whether you're on Main Street or Wall Street, Fox Business is invested in you.
Listen to the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Hey, I'm Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we cover the full range of topics that are on your mind and speak with some brilliant, talented, thoughtful women and men who have excelled in their respective fields and careers. Plus, every Thursday is your turn. You get to be the lawyer and you get to ask the questions about whatever is foremost on your mind.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
it's Rachel Campos Duffy. Join me for Fox Noticias, a show that breaks down the news of the day with a focus on the kitchen table issues that matter most to our community. Politics, the economy, immigration, and cultural trends. Weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on Fox Deportes and available at noticias.foxnews.com, the Fox Noticias YouTube page, and Fox Nation. Or listen and follow the podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
From around the world,
Trey Yingst, joining us from Tel Aviv, Israel.
To Washington,
I'm Mike Emanuel.
To your own backyard. If a story impacts you or your wallet, we're on it. It's the Fox News Rundown. We give every story the deeper look it deserves with must-listen interviews and smart analysis from the voices you can trust. Start your day with the Fox News Rundown. Listen and follow now at foxnewsrundown.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
It is time to take the quiz.
It's five questions in less than 5 minutes. We asked people on the streets of New York City to play along. Let's see how you do.
I'm having what she's having. It's a quote from a 1989 film starring Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan. Name the film.
E.T.
When Harry Met Sally.
You got it. When Harry Met Sally.
Either way you did, you can always try again tomorrow. Take the quiz every day at thequiz.fox. Then come back here to see how you did.
Thank you for taking the quiz.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
Welcome back to the Fox Across America Memorial Day special. Fox Business Dynamo Brian Brenberg, proving that not everybody from Minnesota is a decent guy. I kid.
The reason people are so optimistic about another Trump administration is he was historically like the best jobs president ever.
Yep.
So much so that he got the village people back to work.
It's amazing.
You know what I'm saying, though? The village people weren't exactly filling out the calendar in the last decade and a half. You might get an in the Navy for Fleet Week. And I mean, the Macho Man's not even alive anymore, so how much Macho Man were they playing? Trump brought back the village people.
You know, you got to wonder with them, too. Like, were they ready for this? I mean, they were kind of dormant. Like, they were on ice for decades. And then all of a sudden, they're the hottest thing in town. I mean, the number one dance tune in America.
Let me ask you this. Do you think the village people, okay, obviously they love the comeback. They love the relevance. No question. Any artist would.
All right.
But do you think there's a part of them that does have issue, but they don't want to say anything with the fact that Trump doesn't do the dance? Because he's not doing the YMCA.
It's true. Has there ever been a song built around a dance where somebody actually brought it back with a different dance? That's unbelievable.
But that's the greatest thing about Trump's YMCA is he doesn't drink, but he dances to the YMCA the way you would if you were going to have your car keys taken away. Because everyone in the bar is doing YMCA. You're like, oh, that guy doesn't look good over there doing this. We probably shouldn't let him drive home.
He's going to fall over in like 2 seconds. And then the golf swing at the end, you're just like, where is he going?
What's even happening?
Now?
For a guy, that's the best thing about Trump is for a guy who doesn't drink, he dances like he does. I consider the Super Bowl to be like the best American flex in terms of it combines everything we're good at, which is like grandiosity, sports, and it's also, it's basically the Super Bowl is a monument to overconsumption.
It is a monument. It's like a participatory monument to overconsumption because you get to be part of it. Like, it's like, what do they do when they have like everybody line up and they spell a word with like a million people?
Yeah.
Like, that's what the Super Bowl is. Like if you looked at what everybody arrange across America, if you go to space and look at what we're all doing, it would actually spell overconsumption across across North America.
And the way we drink on Super Bowl Sunday, it would be spelled wrong. Overconsumption with a K. Over, O-V-E-R-K.
It is amazing, like the food preparation for Super Bowl Sunday. I mean, think about how much time is spent.
Yeah.
Like, what are we gonna get?
It's my favorite thing about that return on investment, okay? Is the Super Bowl is like the one day of the year where everybody is at their all-time fattest, but they spend the most time critiquing the most elite athletes. How can you run that route? And Maria, pass the dip. You know what I mean?
It's so true. If you're on your high horse with a foot-long sub in your hand, looking at the most jacked, ripped, toned, you know, the greatest athlete in the world, and you're spitting lettuce out. If you happen to eat it, put lettuce in
your
sub.
You're criticizing an Olympic grade sprinter as you're so fat you're out of breath reading, you know? What is the best Easter candy?
Oh, Reese's peanut butter bunnies, actually. I don't want the cup. Ooh. I want the bunny because the ratio of peanut butter to chocolate is better. And it's all about the ratio.
You talk about the bunny, which I love, is the peanut butter cup is also just a finite indulgence, whereas the bunny is this big. It's a little bit bigger. You know what I'm saying?
It's bigger. They take the chocolate down just a little bit. They're giving you more of the peanut butter. So every bite in terms of ratio is better for you if you like the peanut butter.
Isn't this a much funnier question if we're both 600 pounds in hospital beds? Like we just met an hour ago in the hospital. We're both in there to get quadruple bypasses. What's the best Easter candy, bro? Oh, man, one time I had a calzone and a peanut butter bunny, you know? No, I can tell you, I'm at the age where I would take a peanut butter bunny over a Playboy bunny. You know what I mean? You would ask me this when I was like 19, maybe it was a different story, but right now, a peanut butter bunny?
Health-wise, though, you're probably worse off with a peanut butter bunny at this point. That's the only sad thing.
I gotta tell you this, okay? As a guy who's driven around a few starlets in his taxi, the peanut butter bunny's actually easier to make conversation with.
That's all you doing. Yeah. A lot of peanut butter, huh?
Cinco de Mayo for me will always be the day I got hit in the head with a trumpet by a guy in a mariachi band because I was dropping off three brothers at right outside Penn Station at the cab line, and I didn't know this about mariachi bands, but they get into heated fights and you're supposed to let them fight because they're going to resolve this conflict. They're gonna put their hats back on like the Three Amigos, and they can get out. But like, bop, 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 you know, like that.
It's like you're talking about kangaroos in the wild, and what you want to do is just let them fight. Okay, if you get in the middle of it,
you just want to let the mariachis fight. Because what happened was, I did the old. They were yelling, then they were fighting, then they were yelling and fighting. Then we were at the pen line. I needed them to get out, but they were indulging the fight, and I did the old, hey, cut the like I had any standing. And a guy 3'7" belted me in the head with a trumpet. And I have to tell you this, as a cab driver, plenty of things prepare you to blow a horn. Nothing prepares you to get hit by one. And I got belted in the head by a little wee fella, and they got out when it was over and did what you'd expect them to do, like reapportion their clothes and left. It was fine.
You know, the thing is, the way you dress nowadays, they would have thought you were one of the band members.
They would have thought I was the manager.
Right.
If I said now in one of my TV jackets, cut the shit, I'm like, okay. We don't want to get canceled. We don't want to
You just
trouble.
Weren't dressed the right way. You just hadn't found the secret key for your jackets yet.
I'll tell you, they never pull that stunt now.
I like it though. Your theory is mariachi bands are family members. It's not like guys who got together in the neighborhood. These are like brothers,
Can
right?
Can I tell That's you? A- the only, the they're the original Jackson 5. They were the Jackson 5.
Dude, that's good, man. That is some good stuff right there.
You are listening to the Fox Across America Memorial Day Special with me, Jimmy Failla. And don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man aged 45, non-smoker, can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month, level rate for 10 years. Or a man aged 50, non-smoker, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of $110, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At TermBusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-smoker rate class. Exam required to qualify.
It's the Will Cain Podcast.
I think this long-term play is an attempt to reorganize the global economy, to arrest the fall of the American empire. I don't know whether or not it will work or whether or not it will fail, but I do know the path that we were on, even if in the short term the economy looked good, the path that we were on has been a path that is well trod by many empires before us, and we might want to try to reposition or arrest that fall and sustain the American empire.
Get the podcast 5 days a week at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week. Every week, we check in with Jimmy Failla, bring in authors for The Book Club, and even treat some of your favorite Fox personalities to a very special happy hour. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Kennedy Saves the World. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Benjamin Hall, Fox News senior correspondent and New York Times best-selling author, and I'm searching for heroes. Every Monday, I'll speak with a few silent but noteworthy heroes, everyday people who illuminate stories of compassion and are true embodiments of heroism. Make sure you subscribe to my podcast, Searching for Heroes with Benjamin Hall, wherever you download podcasts, and please leave a rating and a review.
Every hour of every day, Fox News Radio is there with the latest breaking news and information you rely on.
This is a Fox News alert.
I'm Lisa Brady.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
With Fox News correspondents around the globe.
At the White House.
Simon Owen in London.
On Capitol Hill. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The news that matters most to you. The top headlines. All in one place. Listen and follow the Fox News hourly update at foxnewspodcasts.com or ask your smart speaker to play Fox News. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist and host of the Janice Dean Podcast. Join me every Sunday as I focus on stories of hope and people who are truly rays of sunshine in their community and across the world. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
America's listening to Fox News. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
It is time to take the quiz.
It's five questions in less than 5 minutes. We asked people on the streets of New York City to play along. Let's see how you do.
I'm having what she's having. It's a quote from a 1989 film starring Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan. Name the film.
E.T. When Harry Met Sally.
You got it. When Harry Met Sally.
Either way you did, you can always try again tomorrow. Take the quiz every day at thequiz.fox. Then come back here to see how you did.
Thank you for taking the quiz.
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown.
Every Monday and Friday, Fox Business reporters, anchors, and hosts will bring you beneath the stock market speculation and boardroom drama to tell you about the biggest business stories of today. Whether you're on Main Street or Wall Street, Fox Business is invested in you.
Listen to the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Welcome back to the Fox Across America Memorial Day special. Bill Hemmer and Dana Perino host America's Newsroom, and they might be hosting an intervention for my driving after this.
It's different in New York because the passengers talk to you. In D.C., they actually message you on Signal.
Yes, exactly.
You don't have the conversation.
I'm like, wait, do I know you? How did you get added to my chat?
What are you doing on my chat? Who is DP on my chat?
Actually, in my Signal, you're under BS. Just kidding.
Shots fired. I feel like I'm in an Alec Baldwin movie.
You had Perino in here, right?
Rubbins, right? Yeah, sorry about the weed smell. I'm kidding. Sorry.
Did she behave that well?
It smells like tequila and Tide Pods.
Normally, she goes further than that.
I know. I know the show's called The Five. It's actually The Fifth when she gets off. Perino slugs
a fifth. I can see that. She doesn't hide it too well,
does
she?
Not at all. By the time she got out of my cab, she had the same accent as her husband. I've never seen that. The average viewer doesn't know such things are true.
Crazy stuff.
I kid. An honor to have you on board, sir.
Thank you, sir. Fela.
Yeah.
I appreciate that, Jimmy.
I appreciate you not running my license before you decided to get in. We've had a lot of no's to this type of segment.
I see.
Hey, can we do this on a park bench?
Uh-huh.
I'm kidding.
So you get a dirty water hot dog here?
Well, I will tell you, one of the reasons I do believe I never tested positive for COVID is I've eaten enough Times Square street food that my immune system probably scared COVID.
Mustard and onions or no?
I actually eat it straight up, no chaser. I'm old school, and we've had this talk. I think a lot of people got to come to grips with the fact that they don't like hot dogs. Like when someone says, I go mustard, I go relish, I go ketchup, I go barbecue sauce. Just become a vegan and put it on the bun.
Right?
The dog is no consideration of what you just described. So give me this about food. I saw a guy arguing with the counter help at 99-cent pizza. But I kind of feel like you've renounced your rights when you agreed to pay 99 cents for a slice of pizza. You know what I mean? If you get $10 laser eye surgery and it comes out bad, do you really have any standing in this conversation?
Your due process is bye-bye. I agree.
Hop in the back with Emily Campagna. This ought to be good.
If you were getting inaugurated as president, who plays the inauguration?
Like the number one band?
Who would be the band? Like, yeah. Say it's your inauguration. So they're just like hand on a stack of Bibles. Okay. You've taken the oath of office. President Emily Campagna, what guitar kicks in?
Well, you know I want to say Def Leppard, but since they're British, I wouldn't.
But
I mean Journey, man, Steve Perry. Don't Stop Believing.
That would be hot.
Oh, man. Just a small town girl, because I'd be sick if that was the first line after
the
I swore in.
Fireworks go off.
Because it would be me.
Yeah.
However, I mean, oh, my gosh. This is like the kind of question where I want to think and talk about it all night long.
I know. All night long. That's a vote for Lionel Richie. That would be badass,
I mean,
but you're right. It has to be Americana. That's what it has to be. You're right.
I think it would be Don't Stop Believing, which I know people might be like, oh, man, whatever. But it would be so perfect.
Yes.
And I think it's an even greater unifier than, I mean, there's a million country bands I would love
But wouldn't you argue that Journey Don't Stop Believing is probably presided over more drunken bar sing-alongs? It's probably that in Sweet Caroline 1 and 2. You know what I'm saying?
Sweet Caroline?
Exactly. No, a lot of people sing it in the Northeast. I know. Sweet Caroline.
No.
Sweet Caroline is the official anthem of drunk white chicks in Boston who want to put out.
Sweet Caroline is the official drunk anthem for you in your living room. No.
Not me.
Parties in the 90s.
Thank you. I said Don't Stop Believing has more weight. I said it was the better song.
Said they were
and
equal.
You still turned on me. You.
Ha ha ha! childhood bedtime story that you read to Lincoln?
So you know what Lincoln's big thing was as a kid? I would read him stories but change the words. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I would do this. I would be like, I don't eat green eggs and ham. Get that the out of here. And if you're a little kid, you like lose your mind. You're like, oh my God. And then he'd be like, let me see that book. I don't believe that's in there. And that's how I would do it. I used to read him stories, but I would change it to be mine. So like he had this book about Big Mouse. So it's Big Mouse and Little Mouse. And Little Mouse is having a hard time going to sleep. And he keeps asking Big Mouse, like every page is like, Big Mouse, Big Mouse. So I would get to like page 8 and I'd be like, would you shut the up already? And he would just die laughing because he was like, oh, I can't believe Big Mouse curse. And it was obviously not true.
The funniest thing about that is like the way you say Big Mouse sounds like a gangster from Strong Island. Like anyone else says Big Mouse and it's like, oh, cute little Big Mouse.
You know what I'd like to do?
Big Mouse.
Yo, Big Mouse.
Big Mouse.
Yo, Big Mouse, where you at? Because it sounds like a street name. Like he might be a pimp. You know what I'm saying?
Totally.
What up, Big Mouse? So we used to read this book, We're Going on a Bear Hunt, which is so funny because I could reread it to him now as an adult and it would just sound like we were cruising for chubby gays in Chelsea. We're going on a bear hunt.
Jenny is my favorite Fela.
Oh, Jenny Fela? Jenny Fela's my favorite.
Is there any other Jenny?
Jenny's fun. My wife is a national treasure.
I know.
And that's the thing. It's like it's so funny because I take her places because people don't know how to hide the fact that they're shocked that we're together. And I enjoy that. It doesn't hurt my feelings in any way. It's the funny, like,
you married up so many levels, dude.
I'll introduce her to people we work with that are like a notch above us, maybe administrative or something, and I'll be like, and this is my wife, Jenny, and they'll be like, really? Get the out of here. Mike, totally. And they're not trying to be funny. Like, somebody on Twitter who's like, you outkicked your coverage is one thing, but somebody who literally has an audible reaction to knowing that's the truth. And like, what, you want to know my favorite one ever? I'm not kidding. I introduced her to an executive here at Fox. I got this my wife, Jenny Fela, and they go, you are so funny.
To you?
Like, yeah.
Like, they didn't believe. They were like, they thought you were introducing Melania as yours.
Jenny. They're like, he is never stops this guy. He never stops joking around. They weren't trying to be sarcastic. I was like, good for you.
What will my street name be? James.
No way.
Yeah, James works. Like, James, like, obviously
just
that's my
James?
Real name is James. Yeah, I think so. Big game James. I don't know.
You could be just James.
It could just be James.
It could be just James, I mean.
Just James.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just James.
Just James. What's up?
Yeah,
no, but like, I like that. Because,
you were
like,
just James?
No, people would get into my cab from time to time because it says James on my taxi license, and they would refer to me as James. But James sounds like I'm driving a much nicer car.
James sounds like...
like it's like a limo, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're...
to the James. Airport, James, you know?
James. James. I mean, yeah.
I can
you're
see
not it. A James, dude. Am I an Emily?
Just give me this. Yeah, M. You'd be M.
No, I mean, like, M. You're not a James. You're a Jimmy.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Am I an Emily?
Or an M?
No, I'm not, like...
Yeah, so you're saying, are you an Emily?
Yeah.
Like, meaning when people look at you, do they go Emily?
Yes.
No, I think they go ass... I'm kidding. Yeah, no, you have an Emily vibe. People get an Emily vibe from you.
I don't know.
I don't look at you and see any other name jump out at me.
Really?
Like, you're not a Stephanie. You're not a Lisa.
No.
You're not a Jill.
No.
You're a Kamala. Just kidding, stop. Stop it. The human happy hour, Kennedy, living up to her moniker. I'm pretty sure she was hammered for this.
There is definitely a market for dominatrix personal trainers. Because you know a lot of trainers
Jillian
are like,
Michaels.
That, exactly.
1,000%.
Yeah, you know everybody's like, you're the man, you can do it, let's bang out some reps. How about a guy that's just like, listen, you lame whale.
Yeah, exactly. Well, those leggings certainly aren't fitting any looser today, are they?
Well, 8 minutes on the treadmill, so I see somebody's like to die alone, you know? I think that would work. I think if you brought shame into the gym.
Yeah.
Because nothing motivates me. This is probably the best part about being on TV. Is every once in a while I'll catch an angle of myself from you know, that I didn't ever contemplate.
Yeah.
You know that? You get into an elevator and you're like, who's that fat? Oh my God.
Yeah.
Me and the K train were actually crossing through Times Square this week, and she had a pretty funny observation about the world. Check it out.
Square has done like a phenomenal swing because when you first got here, you weren't allowed in Times Square unless you were a swinger.
Yeah.
And then for a long time, people were so upset because they're like, this place has been Disneyfied.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I can't get a hand and a black eye in the same 15-minute time span I used to be able to. And now it's like, oh, we can't go to Times Square because we'll probably get shot by the woman in the Mickey Mouse costume.
You know, can I say something?
Scary for a totally different reason.
Oh, man.
You have an obligation, if you're going to put on one of those costumes, to not take your cigarette break until you're two blocks out of eye shot of children. Because one of the most traumatic experiences of young Lincoln's life is watching Mickey Mouse remove his head to smoke a cigarette when he was like 5 years old. And they're not ready for that.
No, and you can never unsee that.
Ever. And the problem, too, with the Mickey costumes is in Times Square, obviously Disney is not licensing out Mickey's likeness. So they're actually buying what looks like a retired lab rat of a costume. It doesn't look like Mickey. It looks like a guy was on the bad end of a Pfizer deal.
And the whole thing is just a giant sponge.
But enough about your office. I mean,
you don't want Mickey wandering under a black light.
Mickey.
You are listening to the Fox Across America Memorial Day Special with me, Jimmy Failla. And don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
The Fox Across America Memorial Day Special continues next.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? Yikes. When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get the same fast, reliable, nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month, and that's not a short-term promo. But don't just take our word for it. Here's Jackie and Veronica, real customers.
I didn't know that I could get something for a lot less money that was actually better than who I was with before.
Anytime anybody complains about their cell phone bill, we say, you've got to check out Consumer Cellular.
Our U.S.-based experts will get you switched and saving in about 20 minutes. Just call or click to see how much you can save today. Because when it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com. That's 1-888-FREEDOM or ConsumerCellular.com today. Real people paid to share their opinions in this ad. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing.
It is time to take the quiz.
It's five questions in less than 5 minutes. We asked people on the streets of New York City to play along. Let's see how you do.
I'm having what she's having. It's a quote from a 1989 film starring Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan. Name the film.
E.T. When Harry Met Sally.
You got it. When Harry Met Sally.
Either way you did, you can always try again tomorrow. Take the quiz every day at thequiz.fox. Then come back here to see how you did.
Thank you for taking the quiz.
Every hour of every day, Fox News Radio is there with the latest breaking news and information you rely on.
This is a Fox News alert.
I'm Lisa Brady.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
With Fox News correspondents around the globe.
At the White House.
Simon Owen in London.
On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The news that matters most to you. The top headlines, all in one place. Listen and follow the Fox News hourly update at foxnewspodcasts.com or ask your smart speaker to play Fox News. From around the world,
Trey Yingst, joining us from Tel Aviv, Israel.
To Washington,
I'm Mike Emanuel.
To your own backyard. If a story impacts you or your wallet, we're on it. It's the Fox News Rundown. We give every story the deeper look it deserves with must-listen interviews and smart analysis from the voices you can trust. Start your day with the Fox News Rundown. Listen and follow now at foxnewsrundown.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
I'm Benjamin Hall, Fox News senior correspondent and New York Times best-selling author, and I'm searching for heroes. Every Monday, I'll speak with a few silent but noteworthy heroes, everyday people who illuminate stories of compassion, and are true embodiments of heroism. Make sure you subscribe to my podcast, Searching for Heroes with Benjamin Hall, wherever you download podcasts, and please leave a rating and a review.
It's the Will Cain Podcast.
I think this long-term play is an attempt to reorganize the global economy, to arrest the fall of the American empire. I don't know whether or not it will work or whether or not it will fail, but I do know that the path that we were on, even if in the short term the economy looked good, the path that we were on has been a path that is well trod by many empires before us, and we might want to try to reposition or arrest that fall and sustain the American empire.
Get the podcast 5 days a week at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
I'm Charles Payne. Listen to my Unstoppable Prosperity podcast so I can get you making money right now. 35 years on Wall Street taught me how to successfully invest in the stock market. In my four-part series, I'm going to teach you too. Some of Fox Business's finest join me to help tell my story, impart crucial lessons from my Unstoppable Prosperity book, and to give you the tools to achieve your own financial dreams.
Listen anytime, everywhere at foxbusinesspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Welcome back to the Fox Across America Memorial Day special. So we're taking you now to the inauguration of Donald J. Trump, where I hit the streets of Washington to report on the goings-on inside the Capitol, but also to talk to the locals on how they saw the next 4 years playing out. Take a listen.
Donald Trump is back in D.C. to drain the swamp, and I am here to drain the bar. Let's go party with some patriots. Come on. Yeah, Fox News in the house! Are you partying tonight? Be honest.
Probably.
A little bit, yeah. Are you going to be on the dance floor?
Well,
what are your dance moves like?
Absolutely.
Show me some moves. Oh, look, he's got moves! You got to do the Trump dance, the YMCA. Isn't it fitting that Biden's last day in office is a half day like all the other ones?
Yeah.
It kind of worked out that way. This is actually the longest day of his administration.
He's still sleeping.
Bye, Biden. This is crazy. Where are you from?
I'm from originally from Dominican Republic, but I'm in Georgia. I live in Georgia.
But originally. So you're getting sent back at noon.
I'm from Las Vegas, Nevada. No tax on tips.
Whoa! No tax on tips? You sound like you might work in one of those clubs with a lot of tips. Is that true?
I do work in a bartending.
Okay, I thought you looked familiar. You're not going to cut me off tonight, though. It's inauguration
weekend. Absolutely not.
I'm getting over-served by Cal. Yeah, Vegas in the house. Santa, is it true that Doge is going to lay off 6 of the reindeer?
Oh, they might.
They might have.
They're
not efficient. Yeah. Let's face it, Santa. Blitzer has sucked the last few years. Those government jobs get them lazy. The elves have been working from home. Can you confirm that Doge will make the elves come back to the factory?
Yes, they will come back.
Christmas is already great again. Look at this. This is amazing. Walking by FBI headquarters, which reminds me, I got to delete my search history.
I'm running for the presidency one day.
This guy's running for the presidency.
Oh, yeah.
You look like you're running from the bouncer at a bar. You guys are from Georgia. How are you holding up without a Waffle House right now?
Well, we're about to hunt something.
Yeah, you better find. You're about to go hunting. What are you most excited about for Trump's second term? Personally, here are my top three. Border 3, economy 2. Let's be honest, Melania. Gutfeld! Hey!
You rock Gutfeld!
Oh, we like Gutfeld! My man! He just gave Greg Gutfeld a shout out. The truth is, Greg and I were supposed to drive down here together, but I didn't have a kid seat for him to sit in.
I am so happy to be here. This is part of history. Make America great again. And I'm telling you right now, I'm a black man and I am proud be here to make America great again. I love my president.
Boom!
Love this.
We are.
And we're all unified.
Yeah, we are unified.
There is no such thing as racism.
No, ma'am. We're going to Hooters no matter what color the waitresses are.
I love it. I love it. This is great.
Nice to meet you. My name is Jesse Waters.
Oh, take care. Okay.
It was a high honor to cover spring break this year, mostly because everybody around me was high. But as you're about to hear, some of them were drunk too.
In
It is spring break 2025. The border is closed, but the bar is all the way open. Let's go get President Trump a report card from students who've been drinking like Kamala. Come on, let's go. What kind of grades is Trump getting?
I mean, A.
Yo, the Trump man gets an A from a man who's looking for some C cups. What grade do you boys give Donald Trump's presidency so far?
One.
A one? One is not a grade, sir. Where do you go to school?
I give him a 10.
This dude gives him a 10. Also not a grade. What is Donald Trump's report card?
That's probably A to A plus.
You say A plus, and that matters because she borrowed this blue dress from Monica Lewinsky. Georgia Southern, that means you major in beer. How the women looking tonight?
It look all right, you know.
Yeah, I'm saying. Hey. Give me a report card for Donald Trump so far.
Hey, F.
You say F? Yeah. Why are you mad at him?
Hey, I'm Haitian my soul, man.
Oh, you Haitian? Hey, hands off my cat. They'll get it, man. I'm getting it.
I don't like the whole deportation thing. It's like.
But be honest. Don't you have, like, a couple of friends you wish you could deport?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I got some people in high school. Let me tell y'all something about y'all. Y'all need to get the okay?
Now, as a Red Sox fan, do the deportations concern you? Because you could lose half your infield at some point. When it comes to Trump deporting people, shouldn't it be a scale of hotness when it comes to the women?
You see, if they're bad, keep them. If they're not bad, you know, get them out of here.
So, is there any state that can drink more than Georgia on spring break?
Never.
Right?
Probably not.
Now.
Where are you from?
I'm from Idaho.
Idaho in the house, man.
Yep.
Holy. Isn't it nice to not be surrounded by white people all day?
Bro, so nice. So I was literally just telling my friends this. It's crazy.
As the cowboy and the village people, are you glad Trump backed the YMCA? Are people partying because it's spring break? Or are they partying because Rosie O'Donnell left the country?
They are partying because Rosie O'Donnell left the country. Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, no! Who do you think drinks harder, spring breakers or Kamala Harris?
Kamala Harris got to be pretty drunk with her policies, bro. That does not make sense.
I don't know if she's on wine or pills, but I agree with you.
Probably both. Answer C, all of the above.
Yeah, I got the big answer
there. Oh, hold on. That was my mom. Sorry about that.
Gas prices going down, taxes going now. You know what it is.
You know what's up.
It's true.
So give me this, okay? He said it was the golden age of America. Is it the golden age of spring break?
Nah. Spring break 2023 was better, you know?
Really? What was different about?
More hoes, you know?
More hoes? But that was Biden. Some of those hoes had...
Whoa.
All we gotta say is, go Trump, baby, YMCA.
If this is on CNN, go yourself.
Thank you for listening to the special Memorial Day coverage here on Fox Across America. I do hope you enjoyed it, but if you didn't, don't bother messaging me. I'm seeing double by now in my backyard on Long Island. But a shout out to the troops and to all the heroes who sacrifice so much to give us the freedoms we rejoice in and enjoy and remember and appreciate on a day such as today. God bless our troops and thank you.
What if the dollar was no longer the world's reserve currency? According to former IMF chief economist Kenneth Rogoff, that future is coming faster than you think. His new book, Our Dollar, Your Problem, reveals how rising debt, inflation, and global de-dollarization could lead to a full-blown currency crisis, one that could wipe out retirement accounts tied to the stock market or the dollar. That's why Advantage Gold is giving away free copies of this urgent book when you schedule your one-on-one precious metals appointment. You'll learn how to legally move your IRA or 401k into physical gold and silver, avoid taxes and penalties using a little-known IRS-approved strategy, and how to receive up to $10,000 in free gold and silver when you qualify. Protect your retirement before it's too late. Call 800-324-9902 now. That's 800-324-9902. Or visit AdvantageGold.com to claim your free copy. There's no cost, just the truth. No precious metals purchase necessary. Call 800-324-9902 now. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. all you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.